Welcome to episode 24 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast, your go-to source for the latest updates and analysis on immigration matters across the country. In today's episode, we'll be delving into a range of significant developments, including policy proposals from the Canadian Immigration Lawyers Association, new data on spousal sponsorship immigration trends, and the pivotal role immigrants continue to play in addressing labor shortages and fostering business creation. Let's begin. CELAR calls for Immigrant Bill of Rights and Ombudsperson. The Canadian Immigration Lawyers Association, or CELAR, has put forth a compelling proposal aimed at enhancing Canada's immigration system. In their Let's Clean Up Our Act report, the association has called for the establishment of an Immigrant Bill of Rights and the appointment of an Immigration Ombudsperson. The proposed Bill of Rights would outline public expectations of fairness, transparency, and responsiveness in the immigration process, serving as a guiding framework for the treatment of newcomers. Meanwhile, the introduction of an ombudsperson role would help ensure accountability and provide a dedicated voice for immigrants navigating the system. These recommendations form part of CILA's broader push for amendments to the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act, with the ultimate goal of streamlining processes, addressing systemic gaps, and reducing bureaucratic barriers that can hinder the newcomer experience. Decline in spousal sponsorship immigration. Turning to immigration statistics, recent data from IRCC has revealed a significant decline in permanent resident admissions through the spousal sponsorship program. In March, there was a 12.8% drop in the number of spouses and common law partners becoming new permanent residents, marking the second consecutive month of decrease. Specifically, only 4,810 individuals were admitted through this program in March, compared to 5,515 in February, a 21.7% decrease. The first quarter of 2024 saw a total of 17,235 new permanent residents admitted through spousal sponsorship, a staggering 31.6% decrease compared to the same period last year. If this downward trend continues, projections indicate that immigration through this program could decline by nearly 8% by year's end, with approximately 69,300 new permanent residents admitted. Immigrants addressing labor shortages and driving business creation. In more positive news, immigration continues to play a crucial role in addressing Canada's labor shortages and fostering economic growth through business creation. According to recent figures, the influx of immigrants has contributed to a remarkable 39.7% decrease in unfilled job vacancies across the country over the past 2 years. The number of vacant positions has dropped from a staggering 990,900 in the second quarter of 2022 to 597,725 as of March 2024. Immigrants are proving to be vital contributors to the workforce, particularly in sectors such as food services, transportation, and construction, thanks in part to Canada's economic immigration programs and the express entry system. Moreover, immigrants are also driving business creation and stimulating economic growth. One-third of Canadian business owners are immigrants, with a notable presence in industries like software development, dental services, and the restaurant sector. Programs like the Startup Visa further facilitate this entrepreneurial spirit by enabling foreign nationals to establish businesses in Canada. H-1B visa holder policy updates. Finally, we turn our attention to recent policy updates from the Government of Canada regarding H-1B work visa holders from the United States. On June 5, 2024, clarifications were provided on the public policy measures introduced last year to facilitate the transition of certain H-1B visa holders and their families to Canada. While the initial public policy, which allowed for exemptions from work permit requirements and reached an application cap of 10,000, expired on July 17, 2023, two subsequent policies were enacted in September and December of that year. These additional measures include processing applications that exceeded the initial 10,000 cap if submitted within the specified period, permitting family members to apply for open work permits beyond the initial policy's expiry until September 28, 2024, and facilitating work permit renewals for foreign nationals in Canada with H-1B open work permits valid for less than 3 years, allowing them to extend up to the full 3-year maximum of this permit category. Provided their extension application is received before December 16, 2024. This concludes episode 24 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. We've covered a wide range of topics, from policy proposals and immigration trends to the economic impact of newcomers and updates on work permit regulations. As Canada's immigration landscape continues to evolve, it's clear that the contributions and experiences of immigrants will remain central to shaping the nation's future. We encourage you to stay informed and engaged with these critical issues. Join us for our next episode, where we'll continue to bring you in-depth analysis and timely updates on Canadian immigration policies and programs. Until then, thank you for listening.